initial evaluation on patient Ella, spell as E L L A, last name Lands, L A N D S, 465-529-907-92290.2, and follow up 2 weeks. Chief complaint, this 74-year-old woman is referred to us by primary care physician for quote, agitated behavior, poor adjustment to facility, sadness, unquote. Next paragraph. Staff reported patient's main issue is low motivation and refusal with ADLs and other necessary services. She would refuse to get out of bed, refuses ADL, would not let them change even if she has poor hygiene. She has been refusing medications at times, seen pocketing her pills. She was also found to keep her money in her diapers, question mark. Next paragraph. Patient was in this facility before she was transferred to another facility, went home. She started drinking and family could not take care of her, and therefore she's back here in this facility. On examination, patient is not very cooperative. She had poor eye contact. She answered most of the questions very briefly, admitted to having difficulty remembering simple things, also not being happy in the nursing home. She could not acknowledge the above concerns that the staff had. Vital stable, psychiatry, dementia, depression, medical history, congestive heart failure, anemia, malignant neoplasm of the brain, hyperlipidemia, social history, widowed, other, has one child who visits her every now and then, source of history, patient judge staff, current psychotropic medications, Prozac 20 milligrams QAM, Remeron 30 milligrams QHS, Namenda 5 milligrams BID, recent change in psych meds, unknown, routine and PRN medications, Homocyte, Lasix, Pravastatin, adverse effects, none, allergies, NKDA, diagnostics, none in the chart, hygiene index with the normal, with other, marginally cooperative, poor eye contact, mood depressed, other mild intensity, resentful, thought process scattered, other needed redirections, affect with the normal, general restriction and out sensory motor color, orientation of person, situation, place partial, time partial, insight, poor judgment, poor speech, within normal limits, brief memory, short to long term attention, but short limited, lacking content, wheelchair, skin intake, neck fit, same name and account number, scope himself, another story, discussion, remote impact, medical condition, no direct impact, other relevant findings, unclear if ever she was on acetylcholine esterase inhibitors, current clinical status, recurrence of long-standing condition, clinical impression, 74-year-old woman with cognitive deficits, hence the diagnosis of dementia with depression. Period, patient is currently showing depressive symptoms with decrease in motivation, leading to hygiene problems. She will benefit from increase of dopamine. Next paragraph, decreasing Remeron with intention to discontinue it and replace it with Wellbutrin. Patient has no history of seizures. In future, we will calculate creatinine clearance and, if possible, increase Namenda and also consider Exelon. Treating diagnosis, 290.21, Alzheimer's, dementia, or depression, treatment plan, medication, Wellbutrin, SR 200 milligram, PO, QAM, indication, depression, modify medications as follows, decrease Remeron to 15 milligrams, 15.15 milligram QHS, labs, TSH, B12, vitamin D, CMP, end of report.